Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
Oh, nicely done by Dan. Big issues, big guests, the Dom Giordano program. Let's bring in Representative Nancy Mace from the aforementioned South Carolina. Representative, Congresswoman, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, your district includes some really choice spots. My wife is egging me to go on, and I'm sure she'll give us the details. She's listening. Charleston and Savannah are beautiful any time of the year, but I think they carry over into November and all the rest of it where it's still pretty good weather, right?
Yeah, I left, I think, about 75 degrees this morning when I flew out of Charleston to come up to D.C. So my district in South Carolina, the first congressional district, is all islands and beaches with a couple towns inland, but it's mostly along the coast of South Carolina. It is God's country. It is beautiful, and I encourage anyone who wants to visit, come spend your tourist dollars there.
Absolutely. Well, with that kind of background, I've seen you on Fox and I think on CNN, a number of shows. You're very prominent, mm-hmm. particularly for someone who's relatively new to Congress. How is it that this formed and this bipartisan support around Dr. Fauci and these grants? Do you guys have a lot of factual base at this point, or does this have to be fleshed out?
No, for sure. When I grew up, I was a product of the Reagan era, right? And listening to him, and as conservative as he was, he always talked about reaching across the aisle. And year to date, I've passed about three different bills so far, and I won't raise taxes. I won't add to the deficit. There are certain things I will not do, but there are other areas where we do have agreement. It could be 5% of the time, 10% of the time. And this is one of those places. I've done a lot of animal rights work. This is nonpartisan work. It's bipartisan work. And White Coast Waste Project, they've done a lot of the heavy lifting on this. And I led a letter on Friday with 23 other members writing Dr. Fauci to ask questions. And these are Democrats and Republicans that we came together on, but asking questions about this $1.7 million that we're spending overseas. We would never do this here in the United States, right? We're sending tax money overseas. $1.7 million used to debark, cut the vocal cords of these puppies, beagle puppies, and then drug them, kill them, and dissect them. It's disgusting. It's gruesome. It's brutal, and we shouldn't be spending our money on this sort of thing, yet here we are, and Dr. Fauci has yet to answer.
We know that he signed off on this then. That's the first thing.
Right, and this was done, I think it was the 2019 when this grant was funded, I believe, it was a couple of years ago, and it's being done in Tunisia. A lot of our grant money doesn't necessarily remain in the United States. Look at the Wuhan lab. We've spent millions of dollars over there. And, of course, Dr. Fauci continues to lie about that. But if it takes discussing this horrible laboratory experiment with puppies to get Republicans and Democrats to come together and realize just how bad Dr. Fauci is, then I think it's important to recognize that this is that moment and to make sure we get the answers and hold them accountable. And if not now, then when Republicans are in the majority in a year and a half.
Yeah. Do you know how much money he controls as far as these grants? It's so vast that I think that's a large part of the problem. And it seems to be unvetted by any other agency. And we end up with things like this.
Yeah, it's hard to say at this point. You know, when you're trying to figure out how much money that he has control over, it's a great question, and I will need to go do some research and figure that one out. But, you know, when I've looked into different agencies and abuses of funds, take for instance, I'm on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, the Highway Trust Fund. A lot of times it's very hard to track where that money is going. We know we're doing things like painting bike lanes, right? That really shouldn't be what that fund is used for. But, you know, if we were to really get down into it, I can guarantee you that this is not the worst thing that we're spending taxpayer money on. This is just, I think, the top of the surface.
Representative, though, Dr. Fauci, though, you know, has to realize in a country like Tunisia around something like this, you're not going to have any controls over this. I mean, I'm not sure if you can attest to that. I'm sure it will come up. But Americans, mm-hmm. when it comes to dogs and animals in these experiments, I think are more sensitive than other places. He had to know, throwing this money into this situation, the awfulness of it in so many levels, is just, we're past that. Everybody agrees with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the problem. And we know we're sending this money overseas to do experiments on dogs and on puppies like this. Why are we approving this? This is not something our country would approve. We shouldn't be sending our money overseas for these kinds of experiments. I mean, we've literally, you know, it's just crisis after crisis right now, and the vast amount of money that we spend. Fauci's still denying that, you know, the money we paid for the Wuhan lab created COVID-19. No one has that answer yet, and to sit there and deny that before it's been proven one way or the other is sort of ridiculous, especially for someone who believes in science, right? So Dr. Fauci's more of a science advocate, really, than scientist. But, you know, it's very difficult to understand how and why this was approved. And the letter's the first step. Of course, this is just, it is a letter. They will have to respond to it. I am proud that I was able to get Republicans and Democrats together on this issue. Animal rights is something, I've been an animal lover my entire life, and I have a puppy and a couple of cats, like most Americans. We don't want to see, there were puppies murdered over science in a lab like this. There are other alternative ways to do testing that don't kill dogs.
Well, without a doubt, I guess you realize the silver lining of this, or two, though, as yeah. I see it, to put a burst on it. One, you've gotten bipartisan support. Hopefully yeah. more will get in. Two, for some people who are too busy with COVID and taxation, just grinding out a living every day, the Wuhan thing and the back and forth with Rand Paul and maybe a bit with you doesn't rise in their minds. But when they hear this, it brings yeah. their attention to Dr. Fauci. And frankly, I don't know about you. I am very surprised. I remember he used to be on the Sunday shows. I never saw him as an authoritarian or anything like that. But the last year or two, certainly, that's what he's become, in my view.
Well, now he's graced us with his approval to have Christmas dinner with our family, right?
Yes.
I mean, I can't think of anything more authoritarian than, hey, you can't and should not have holiday dinner with your family. I mean, you know, so Dr. Fauci shouldn't be dictating to the American people when and how they have holiday dinners, quite frankly, in my opinion. And that's what this has become. There's this power, you know, struggle between the federal and state and local government and the American people, which is why I think people are so angry right now. Part of the reason many Americans are angry is this encroachment of the government into our personal lives, into our healthcare decisions, even for how we educate our kids. And if this is what brings Republicans and Democrats together, then let's do it.
Absolutely. Where do we find you for people that maybe this is the first time they're hearing you're represented? Where do they go?
NancyMace.org. They can learn more about my positions and some of the efforts that we're doing right now. There's a copy of the letter to Dr. Fauci on the website as well. That folks can go to and read all about what's going on and see the Democrats and Republicans who signed on board.
Well, thank you very, very much. Please come back as this continues. You're on to something
yes,
major
sir.
Here. Thank you, Representative.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.
All right, there's Congresswoman Nancy Mace here on Talk Radio 1210. You heard what she said, and this happened. And again, I'm not going to get into the predominant religion, all that. All I know is Tunisia doesn't feel the way about dogs that we do, okay? And this is part of the danger of a guy with his largesse just throwing it out there. Did he know fully what they were going to do? That's kind of immaterial. That's even more ghastly if he did. But throwing the money to them, she said a lot more than I thought, $1.7 million on this kind of experimentation. He had to know some of this was going on, maybe not every full detail of it. Debarking the dogs, puppies, putting their head in this type of thing with these sandflies. She's right. Now, if this is the thing that curtails this guy or stops him, then as sad as it is, that's something out of this. But this, when people hear it, I saw a stat today around this that close to 39% of Americans own a dog, and either a dog or a cat, it's off the charts. And we know how people feel toward that. Any human would. How in the world can you sign off on this type of nonsense? Well, he did it. He exposed himself here. And the fact that Democrats are on board with it, too, makes me believe this is going to have legs. You're going to see another showdown. It may be Nancy Mace rather than Rand Paul, or it might be both of them with Dr. Fauci. It ought to happen now, not 6 months from now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.